And this is GPB Macon. Good afternoon. I'm Michael Caputo. Election Day is less than a week away. People can early vote right now. One elected job on the ballot is Macon Bibb County Sheriff. The incumbent is David Davis. One of the challengers is a former investigator for the Sheriff's Office, Mike Smallwood. A second challenger is also no stranger to law enforcement, Tim Rivers. As the other candidates have done, Rivers now joins us for an off-the-cuff conversation. Mr. Rivers, first of all, thank you for being here with us.
And thank you for having me, sir.
So let's start by getting people to know you a little bit better. Why do you want this job?
Well, I want to run for sheriff, for Macon Bibb County Sheriff, because I want to reduce crime in our neighborhood. I want to make it safer. I want to boost morale in the workplace, because without boosting morale, we can't get no work out of our deputy. And I also want to develop a strong community partnership where a lot of business will come back to Macon. We got to get the crime down, though, first, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about your background, and really what I want to know is what in your background makes you ready to run a department?
Well, my background, Mike, I moved up pretty fast. I started out in 2010, began my law enforcement career in 2010, where I moved from regular patrol to CID, Crime Investigation Division. Moved from there to graduating number one in the state of Georgia in my K-9 bomb training program. I also served high felony arrest warrants. I also served high felony search warrants with the GBI, FBI. I worked in Atlanta, worked in Savannah. I mean, everything I've done so far. Mm-hmm. So it got me ready, because the crime that we got going on right now, Mike, is ridiculous in our community.
Will you talk a little bit more about that? What do you think you can do? We saw a spike in homicides last year. What do you think you can do to combat that?
We need to combat it first by putting more deputies back out there on the street. We need to bring our staff up to full staff. Not only that, I want to start our first ever TBC crime suppression unit. TBC simply means to take back control of our community, where they're responsible for getting out in the community, serving high arrest warrant, felony warrants, and also they're the first responders to be on the scene. I also want to start a K-9 program here where deputies can have a fair advantage or getting training, where they get certified and trained here in Macon Bibb County through the state of Georgia.
Now, there has been cuts, and there's been cuts in everybody's budget for Macon Bibb County government. How would you approach the leadership in county government to get the money you would need if you were going to try and hire more deputies?
Well, to be honest with you, Mike, the money is there. The money is there. But, again, we got to get high qualified candidates and bring them up. The money is there. But that's what I want to do. I want to work to ensure, since this consolidation, that we get the salary discrepancy fixed. We do have a salary discrepancy, but we need to come together and get it fixed. And, of course, you know, I have to work with the commissioners and all that stuff there, Mike. Thank you for asking that question.
Yeah, and so tell me about what that first change would be that you would make in the department if you actually won this.
The first change would be is actually getting more deputies out there. We got a lot of deputies that are retired that can come back and work. We got qualified candidates right now, well, qualified deputies right now that's sitting at home in retirement, when we actually can get them back out and on work part-time. And not only that, we got other guys that been demoted that can be brought back.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's the thing. And let me point out one more thing. See, my opponents say that we're moving forward one street at a time. And I have to laugh at my opponent. Crime has not been reduced. So what I say to my opponent is, we must be still stuck on that same street.
I want to thank you very much for joining us for this off-the-cuff conversation that we have, try and have every day here at GPB Macon.